Welcome to the Art Sound Recorded Music Society. I'm Paul Conn, and today I'm bringing you the one and only album from 2015 by an unusual but maybe not unexpected combination, John Anderson and Jean-Luc Ponty. The album, Better Late Than Never. So who are John Anderson and Jean-Luc Ponty? Well, John Anderson is best known as the former lead singer for maybe one of the most famous progressive rock bands in the world, Yes, although he has worked with people such as Vangelis, Kitaro, and many, many others along the way. And Jean-Luc Ponty, he's a French jazz fusion violinist who's had a very, very successful solo career, as well as working with people such as Chick Corea, John McLaughlin and the Mahavishnu Orchestra, Frank Zappa, and many, many others. Today's album is the one and only effort they ever did. It's called Better Late Than Never because 30 years before recording the album, they thought about getting together and never did. But better late than never, they did. So let's hear the first couple of songs and get into the style that combines jazz, rock fusion, and progressive rock. A song written by keyboard player Wally Minko, who's in the band and who's also worked with people such as Pink, Tony Braxton, and others. And then One in the Rhythm of Hope, a song that Jean-Luc Ponty and John Anderson wrote together.
One is everything. One is all you. injection. You gotta reach out to know yourself. You gotta reach out to heal yourself. You gotta reach out to see yourself. You gotta reach out.
Opening songs from Better Late Than Never by John Anderson and Jean-Luc Ponty, Intro and One in the Rhythm of Hope. The album then moved into reworked versions of two songs from the Yes back catalogue. Owner of a Lonely Heart, a song that John Anderson co-wrote with fellow Yes members Chris Squire, Trevor Horn and Trevor Rabin, and Time and a Word from very early in Yes's career, and as you'll hear, given a very different reggae treatment.
So before, what you
went to Jamaica. You know the story. I don't remember much about it, but I think I had a real good time. 69. So Bob Marley, Bob Marley.
Is right for me. Time is
Time and a Word, a reworked version by the Anderson Ponte Band from their album Better Late Than Never. The album was actually recorded during the band's debut concert on the 20th of September 2014 at the Wheeler Opera House in Aspen, Colorado, and then taken back into the studio and given some embellishments and overdubs. And as you can hear, it turned out to be pretty sensational. And the next two songs are Jean-Luc Ponty and John Anderson collaborations, Infinite Mirage and Soul Eternal.
Yeah.
Mirage and Soul Eternal, both written by Jean-Luc Ponty and John Anderson for their short-lived band that we're listening to today from their one and only album, Better Late Than Never. You're listening to the Art Sound Recorded Music Society program. I'm Paul Conn, and today we're in the wonderful worlds of jazz rock fusion and progressive rock. The band then returned to another two songs from the Yes back catalogue and reworked them quite dramatically. Wondrous Stories, a song that was a big hit for Yes in the 1980s, and You and I from Yes's classic Close to the Edge album from 1972. Thank you.
no life. I see deeply into the future. Imagine everything. You're close, and where you dare to stand. So cautiously at first, and then so high. As he spoke, my spirit climbed into the sky. I begged to return to hear your wondrous stories. Return to hear your wondrous stories. Return to hear.
Reworked version of And You and I from Close to the Edge by Yes from way back in 1972. That was the 2015 version by the Anderson Ponte Band. Members in the Anderson Ponte Band had worked with many, many other well-known names. The band members, you won't know their names, but people they'd worked with included Tom Jones, Greg Rowley from Santana, Barry Manilow of all people, Billy Cobham, and George Duke and the Stanley Clarke Band. So, as you can hear, a band with a great pedigree. They then moved into another Jean-Luc Ponty and John Anderson original, Renaissance of the Sun.
Thank you. see you.
Renaissance of the Sun, followed by Roundabout, again a reworked version of an old Yes song from the Fragile album dating right back to 1971. The band then finished this album with two much shorter pieces, I See You Messenger, written by John Anderson and his sons, and then New New World.
Do 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 do
If you didn't realize how you changed my world, I would always understand it. I would always see it clearly. And if you didn't really love forever, if you didn't really love tomorrow, I would always understand it. I would always really see you. There's a reason in my heart that's true, a reason in my heart for you. It's a love reaction. It's a love reaction to you. Thank you.
beginning. Coming up, revelation, travel and back, creation, travel and back, truly travel and back. How did we upon themselves to be around when we begin? It is our promise be delivered. It is our promise be delivered once again. It is a new world, a new beginning. It is a new world, a new beginning. Coming up, revelation, travel and die. Every nation, travel and die. True.
New New World, finishing Better Late Than Never, the only album ever released by the Anderson Ponte Band. The band itself, well, it survived for about 18 months. They released this album in 2015 and toured throughout the US and a little bit into Canada during 2015 and 2016. This has been the Art Sound Recorded Music Society program. I'm Paul Conn, and I look forward to your company next time I present the program.